1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And thank you for being here. Animal health officials in Texas plan to put to death 22 German-imported cows to test them for signs of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, commonly called mad cow disease. You know about this? The animals were among 29 that were imported illegally into Texas between February and September of 97. But this is a disease, as you know, that started in Britain, and we wanted to talk a little bit about it on the Phil Hendry Show today. We were put in touch with very, very few people have been infected with this disease and have survived. As a matter of fact, I don't think anyone who has had an advanced form of this disease has ever survived. You get it from eating the infected meat of these cows that have this disease. We do have joining us from Santa Monica this afternoon a man who has survived infection from mad cow disease, and we want to get him on the line now from Santa Monica, Warren Benman, who joins us. And Mr. Benman, you know, considering everything that you've been through, I imagine, you know, you consider yourself to be pretty lucky since there have been no other survivors of this disease. What would you say is was the tip-off? Do you know that you'd eaten some infected meat? How did it happen? And if we still have Mr. Benman on the line. Sir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Philip. And could you repeat your question?
Yeah, what was the tip-off for you? You're with us?
I'm right here, yeah.
All right, what was the tip-off? Was it infected meat that you'd eaten, or what did the doctors tell you?
I had been, getting collecting sap in Vermont. And I stopped for a hamburger with the meat. And that's sort of what happened, too.
Okay, you there, sir?
I'm right here, yeah.
Okay. You said you were sap collecting in Vermont?
We're part of a bucolic exhibition and a botany exhibition. So we did a sap collection. But to answer your question, yeah, I thought for sure that I was going to die when they said it was mad cow disease.
Well, what was it like being infected with this disease? What was it like in the throes of this disease? And how ultimately did you get cured?
Well, I want to just say to you and your listeners, if I can beat it, you could beat it. But it was not that bad. There was scrapping and diarrhea. But I would have flu-like symptoms. Then I was in bed for a few days, but I'm okay now.
Okay. All right. Did the doctors treat you with antibiotics?
No, they're symptomatically, it was mostly bed rest and aspirin.
Okay, can you hear me? What was it that cured you? What did the doctors treat you with?
Right, I'm right here.
How did the doctors, how were they able, Mr. Benman, to eliminate mad cow disease from your body? It is a ultimately fatal disease. You have survived it.
Well, like I said, it was mostly bed rest, and I had just take a lot of fluids.
Bed rest and fluids for a disease that has killed. Let me ask you a question, if I could, and I don't mean to be. You say that you ate hamburgers, or you ate a hamburger.
Well, that's right. I ate a hamburger and got the disease, and that's what they said I should do.
What doctor treated you for this?
Well, I went basically to a chiropractor and a nutritionist. So
you went to a what? To a chiropractor?
To a chiropractor and an osteopath and a homeopath.
You didn't go to a medical doctor?
I also had acupuncturist too, but it helped a lot.
All right. I want to back up a little bit because one of the problems I'm having is I can't understand you. I imagine that there was neurological damage done with this disease, and I understand that. You say you've been to a chiropractor, you went to an acupuncturist.
No, but the neurological disease was localized basically to backache.
You know? Yeah, but your speech pattern obviously makes it difficult for me to understand what you're saying. You're saying...
I don't know what you mean by that, but I'm trying to make you understand.
What I mean is the obvious neurological damage that this disease did to your speech pattern makes it difficult for me to...
Well, I'm not familiar with you. What are you saying? What did you say?
I said, can you understand him? I said, I can't understand you because of the damage that was done to your... I can't understand a word you're saying because of what happened to your speech. Is the speech pattern the only lingering symptom?
There's not been where there's anything wrong, speech.
Well, what?
Were you talking?
Do I have the right number here? I called, Mike, you got...
I got mad cow.
You had mad cow disease?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's wrong with the way you're talking?
I'm not aware there's anything wrong with the whole time.
You're not aware that you're talking in a manner that I can't figure it out, okay?
Big, I say, you can't understand me. What do you say?
Who are you talking to?
My wife.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Can I...
That's what I said.
Go on, hold on. Did you... Okay, let me just... Was that your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife. She says, you, the guy on the radio, you're always kidding people.
I'm not kidding you right now. Okay?
I'm the only survivor, Mac, and I don't have any lingering symptoms. There's a doctor, say me.
You got a bad thing going on with your speech, and you're not aware of that. Okay, Craig, play back the part where he says he's the only survivor of mad cow disease. And I want you to listen to this, Mr. Benman.
Again, thank you.
Fine, whatever you said. I didn't know what you said. Play back the part where... And listen to this, sir, okay?
Yes, all right, well.
Here it goes.
I'm the only survivor of mad cow disease.
Okay, did you hear that?
That's a kind of a joke or something?
No, sir, that's not a joke. That was you.
Oh, my God.
You never knew...
No, I never knew it. I thought it would sound good. And I was going to be on a Tony Robbins panel. You two can survive mad cow disease.
You were going to tour with Tony Robbins. You two can survive... Look, that...
That explains my mother when she's been hanging up every time I call.
Yeah, that would... What do you mean you're doing a tour?
I was going to do a speaking tour. Oh, my God.
Now, hold on for a minute.
No, but I sound like a retard. I sound like a retard. I can't...
Hold on for a minute, okay?
All right.
Okay, this guy's flipping out. This is the first time he's... Have you never heard yourself?
No, I never didn't think I heard that bad.
Well, why do people tell you?
Well, everybody said I'm doing pretty good for a guy that survived mad cow.
Well, you are doing good for a guy that survived mad cow disease. It just so happens, I mean...
Good Christ, I sound like a retard.
Well, you know, I mean, the fact is you got a little bit of a problem. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on for a minute, man.
I got a speaking tour. I can't talk to people that sound tard like a tard.
If you have a speaking engagement that you say...
Yes, sir, in 70 cities.
And you're part of a Tony Robbins panel, you can survive mad cow disease?
Yeah, that's right, and then I'm going to get to speak. And I can't do it, I'm a sippy tart-like.
Okay.
Right?
Huh?
Isn't that right?
You
don't understand, I'm a public speaker, that's what I do for a living.
You do it for a living.
Right.
Well, how much have you made so far?
This is going to be my first tour.
Okay, I got to break the news as gently as I can.
I sound like a tour, don't I?
Yes, you do. You don't...
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't think you're going to make any money public speaking with this problem right now. I think what you need is speech therapy.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's all. Get speech therapy. Maybe sound good in 3 years.
How come your wife didn't tell you?
Well, listen, honey, listen. How are you feeling right now today?
Oh, so she had...
Yeah, she had the same disease.
All right. I think I'll put you on with Mike. There's help that people like you can get.
Oh, thanks. People like you, you bastard. I'm going to be a steward.
You're going to be a turd? What?
I'm going to be a speaking turd.
Oh, okay. I think that you're... You're going to have to make other plans. I can't conduct the interview with a guy like that. And why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? I'm sorry. And I apologize to Mr. Benman more than anybody because I had no idea that he was incomprehensible. You know, when you interview somebody, the first thing you want is that they can be understood by humans. Humans. Just any human species. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. And we'd sure like to encourage you to come out and see us on Saturday, the 31st of this coming Saturday, noon to 2 at the Yankee Doodles Restaurant in Woodland Hills at 21870 Victory Boulevard. I'll be signing the special edition vinyl picture disc. I'll be signing our CD. Both the CD and the picture disc will be on sale. And while you're there, check out the Phil Henry lunch specials, Yankee Doodles. They're at 21870 Victory Boulevard, 21870 Victory Boulevard in Woodland Hills. For more information, go to philhenryshow.com. And again, that's this coming Saturday from noon to 2 in Woodland Hills. I apologize for the opening segment of this program. That man, Warren Benman, is a survivor of mad cow disease. He had no idea that he had a very pronounced speech impediment. And I don't even want to call that a speech impediment, would you, Craig? I'd call that some kind of neurological damage. Mike is talking with him now on the phone. We're going to see what we can do about getting him some help because he was about to start on a speaking tour and was completely unaware that he had severe damage. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Chatsworth on the Phil Henry Show. How you doing?
Hey, Phil, great show as always.
Thanks.
Yeah, that guy you just had on is about pretty messed up on account of the mad cow.
Yes, sir, he was.
Phil, I wanted to tell your audience something they may not be aware of. Excuse me.
Yeah, no problem.
Phil, I wanted to tell your I'm getting over the flu.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell your audience something they may not be aware of.
Uh-huh.
If you ate it In-N-Out, they have the freshest burgers and fresh lettuce, too. But if you eat at a place like McDonald's, the King, Jack, Carl's, any of that, they have frozen burger meat that they don't know where a lot of it came from.
Okay, hold the phone right there, okay? Are you an employee of In-N-Out? For people who don't know In-N-Out Burger, In-N-Out is a very, very popular burger chain in the Los Angeles area, and also they've got a few stores in Vegas. I don't know if they got any up north of San Francisco or anything. But just the West Coast. And
yeah, that's the best burger that there's ever been.
Well, hold on. First of all, you don't know. What do you mean if you eat at McDonald's, you don't know where the meat came from?
They had at Jack in the Box one time. I don't know if you remember reading about it. They thought there was kangaroo or something in the meat that they served up.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God.
Well, all right. I know that there... I don't know if it's kangaroo. Was there some meat at Jack in the Box? Craig Taylor, my engineer, eats there every morning. What was it that they were serving, man? It was like kangaroo meat, okay? But that's not mad cow disease. And they, in fact, the reports I heard is that Britain is importing kangaroo meat to replace...
The bad red, the cow meat?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But I think for people to avoid getting totally tarted up like that last guy...
Watch the tarred stuff.
Huh?
Watch the tarred stuff.
Well, I mean, if they want to, like, did not have that happen, they should only eat the freshest burgers at In-N-Out and not even go to McDonald's. Because...
All right, I've heard what you're saying about McDonald's. I take my kids to McDonald's. In fact, I've been known to eat there since I've been on this diet. I haven't been. I think their burgers are pretty good, and I think it's unfair to associate McDonald's with mad cow disease, okay?
I know, but don't you get creeped out when you eat there?
Where?
McDonald's.
No, I don't get creeped out.
I don't know, it's wrong. The whole thing's wrong over there. In-N-Out's the best.
All right, do we have Mr. Benman back? Hold on for a minute, kid. I mean, young man, Mr. Benman?
Yeah, this is Bill.
God, this guy sounds bad.
All right, hold on. Did Mike give you the name of a speech therapist?
Yeah, he did. He told me I could go and learn to talk again.
What happened to you? What happened to you?
This is a caller, Mr. Benman.
What?
This is a young man who called in from Chatsworth.
What was your question?
What happened to you? You sound bad.
I had mad cow disease.
Jesus. Did you get cured?
Well, what do you think? You gave me the duck race.
Yeah, you came on. Mr. Henry thought you were cured, but you're not.
I don't think so. I got back.
I think you're fine, Mr. Benman. I think... I said I think you're fine. I think you are... You've got some neurological damage.
If you eat the burgers and In-N-Out, you'll get better.
No, he won't.
What did you say?
You should eat it.
He won't get better if he eats it. He won't get better. It won't...
But right now he sounds like a tard. And it...
Well, I don't want it.
Look at both of you guys back it way down, okay? What were you going to say, kid? Say it again.
I said if he eats the burgers at any place other than the In-N-Out, you risk being a social as well as mental retard.
I don't want to be there.
Well, you better. Nobody wants to hang out with a guy who says, hey, let's go to Jack in the Box and get a pita pocket. Wrong. Wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah, see, that's bad. All right, well, thank you, Mr. Benman. I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah, sure, like you give a crap.
Okay. Well, there it is. That's sick. That cat's whole life is twisted up. And what happened was he had no idea that he had that problem until he came on our program and we were able to play it back for him.